From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. A quick note before we begin, I'm feeling pretty weird today, so apologies in advance if I sound a little strange. Must be some sort of bug going around. But just in case I don't make it through the whole episode, let's get the important stuff out of the way first. Here are today's top stories. The stock market crash! Whoa! That was weird. We're gonna take a quick break and figure out what's going on. Back in a moment. Man, must be something I ate. Good thing you're already lying down, because we have some news that's been sending shockwaves throughout your hippocampus. A new report released today has found that you've slept through your alarm, and this right now is all a dream. We're joined by OPR Chief Subconscious Correspondent and your third grade teacher, Ms. Edna Martin. Thanks for joining us, Ms. Edna.
Oh, it's no problem at all, Leslie. And I mean literally, I am not an actual person, so it required no work for me to get here.
Right. So first off, wow, this is incredible. We're essentially just figments of the listener's imagination.
You got that right. Everything you, the listener, remembered doing this morning, waking up, brushing your teeth, eating breakfast, was all imagined. This episode of The Topical you're listening to is, in fact, entirely the creation of your brain firing neurons at random. In the real world, you overslept and are actually still in bed, snoozing away without a care in the world.
Wow, what a moron. So what exactly transpired here? What were the events leading up to this mistake?
Well, you see, listener, you set your alarm for 7:20 a.m. last night, but you were so tired from staying up late fucking around on your phone, you slept right through it and are currently in your seventh REM cycle. It's actually 11 a.m. right now. Everyone is trying to get a hold of you, but unfortunately, it's too late. You've already been fired from your job. Oh, look, there it goes again. But alas, you're not waking up. And we're still here.
Man, you really are a heavy sleeper. So I'm guessing the person dreaming this must be somewhat of an embarrassment to everyone around them, no?
Oh, definitely. I spoke to a few of their acquaintances, and they said that exact thing. Here's your father, for example, who is screaming at you metaphorically from across the Grand Canyon.
You've always been a disappointment to me. I've always liked your sister better.
And your old dog, Max.
Why did you let me get hit by that car? You should have been watching.
And even me, your third grade geometry teacher, Miss Edna, who is also naked, I should add. Good news! Surprise test, everyone.
Wow, Miss Edna, this is truly some...
Whoa! Miss Edna, we're flying!
That's right. We're not bound by any laws of logic, physics, or time. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Check it out. And now we're on the beach.
And I'm a giant slice of pizza.
Ooh, yum. You see, Leslie, we're just the product of axons firing off of the listener's dopamine pathways. Anything is possible.
That's amazing. Oh my God. Oh my God. My teeth are falling out.
Now, Leslie, calm down. Let's not turn this into a nightmare. Let's just grow you some new ones.
Oh. Thank God. Now, Miss Edna, I know there's a lot of debate over whether or not dreams have any inherent meaning. Does this conversation we're having right now mean anything?
Well, Leslie, it's a tough question. The listener's ex is here, so it seems like they might be dealing with some unresolved feelings.
Couldn't we give it another shot? Or are you that committed to ending up alone?
But on the other hand, their ex is also riding a dragon.
Easy now, girl.
So it might all just be nonsense. It's hard to tell. Either way, there is one truth we can all be certain of. You should have set a backup alarm.
Seriously, rookie mistake, you dipshit. Oh, Miss Edna, before you go, how far back does this dream actually go? Was this week's election real, or was it just part of the dream?
Oh, no, that hasn't happened yet. It's just part of the dream.
Too bad. Well, thanks for the report, Miss Edna. Up next, some weird incest stuff, so better hope you wake up quick. Ah!
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host. Created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you'll instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. Two episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
Well, I've got good news and I've got bad news for you. The bad news is you're still asleep, but the good news is you were somehow able to will your way out of the weird incest portion of the dream and make it all the way to a far more desirable portion of your slumber. Oh, yeah. That's right. You've always had a thing for podcast hosts, and now it's just me and you. So why don't you come a little closer and let me tell you everything you need to know today. And I do mean everything.